With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
The thing I think that most people have to recognize is that we're all super attractors. We're just sometimes super attracting what we don't want. Yeah. So we all have the power to attract a ton into our life. And it's what we attract is what we believe. What we believe in often isn't what we focus our attention on, our thoughts on daily isn't often what we want. Mm-hmm. you know, I have a lot of tools and I could sit here and give you a quick fix and just say, try this and do that. And I can do that. And I do believe in that. And I believe that that works. And I've written books about the, you know, the fast shift that we have to achieve when we're needing to get out of that funk. But I think when we're really dark and really deep, there's work to do. And that's, you know, people don't want to do the work.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Jai Ma, Yomis. Jai Ma. It's Raquel. And happy Libra season. I'm actually really excited about this season because, well, may we all find balance in areas we've perhaps felt a bit excessive in. You know, hanging out in one end of the spectrum or the other when it comes to certain avenues in life. So to just bring awareness to where we may need more balance in our lives and just set the intention to begin to thrive in that area. I think Libra season is a beautiful reminder for seeking that balance. And then may we also create more harmony within our shells, within ourselves, and within our relationships. Really our relationships to align with those who we would love to influence our frequency in some way. And also to harness our power and establish healthy boundaries that some of us may have been too afraid to set. I remember I used to always struggle speaking my truth when it came to boundaries. Now, to be honest, I set them up right away, and it's great because people don't take it personally because they're just like, oh, this is her boundary. This is what she prefers. And it's not personal against me. It's kind of how she is with everybody. And that does create a lot of harmony in all my relationships. And then also, I feel that this is a beautiful season to really welcome new expansive soulmates into our lives. Yes, romantic, but also friendship soulmates or otherwise. And then, of course, like every new season, may we allow ourselves to up-level in some way, whether that be shedding many old layers that were just holding us back and releasing those old-ass thought patterns or behaviors that are just not doing us any service anymore, or even stepping in and tapping in to a newfound power within and thoroughly embodying it. That's one of my favorite things, I think all of us, using the energies of the cosmos, especially with the moons, being able to awaken a new beginning. Every month we get to do that. I mean, I think that's pretty awesome. Also, with these new beginnings, we shall attract a season beyond our wildest dreams, consciously creating our realities in every moment. And so may we become super attractors in the creation of how our life unfolds. Intentionally manifesting our life beyond what our minds may even imagine, envision for ourselves. So I think the beginning of a new season is the perfect time to release this episode with one of my old teachers since the beginning of my spiritual journey, Gabrielle Bernstein, who I would love to influence my frequency because, oof, this woman in darkness and light is a force of nature. I mean, you can feel it in her energy during this episode. I honor it. I honor her. I believe I actually found her through Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, and since then she indeed became somebody that I just resonated deeply with. But you know, she did not know exactly that she was one of my teachers in the beginning of my spiritual journey. As all of you know, I was obsessed with reading all the books, listening to all the books, all the podcasts, all the talks, all the spiritual teachers and wisdom that I could soak up, just soaking up an abundance of all these universal truths that drew me in. And of course, Gabby Bernstein has been a go-to for many for over a decade now, indeed. And And though most of you indeed are very familiar with Gabby and her work, for anyone that might not, well, Gabby, she's not only a number one New York Times bestselling author and an international speaker, she is also a spirit junkie whose spirituality saved her in October of 2005 when she had a moment of hitting rock bottom. She needed to get sober and she got sober. That happens for so many. Their awakening happens during their darkest hours. When she chose sobriety, she says that was the day that she became a spirit junkie. And this is where she really started to explore so many different spiritual practices, meditations, principles, and that aligned her with this purpose of sharing these messages with the world, the hundreds of thousands, millions that can relate to her. Now, her new book that just came out last week, which is, of course, a New York Times bestseller, number one, Super Attractor, is actually her seventh book. Yeah, her seventh. Super attracting her to come on Your Own Magic, we attracted this. And I am beyond thankful, and I'm excited for you to soak in the golden pebbles of brilliance that Gabby happens to share. We get deep in this episode, as we both have struggled with mental health, perhaps why our focus has been so spiritually centric for our healing. You know, I've always admired Gabby's courageous honesty, admitting her struggles, knowing that if she does share these messages, they will heal others or help others along their journey, even if that's simply just finding compassion for their situation. Here, you'll hear her talk about depression, postpartum depression, and other moments of darkness, but also many, many moments of light too, and what does light her up during those times. We also talk about what inspired this book, as she's clearly a super attractor and has indeed a lot to share about helping us become super attractors too, and what that even means to her. When it comes to super attracting, she'll teach us how to do less and attract more, the power of surrender, and finding your soul's purpose as you do what lights you up. So her book is out. It launched last Tuesday. We wanted to make sure this episode came into your ears when this book was already out. And so I'm going to leave the link for that in the show notes. I would love it if you were to tag me and to tag Gabby in your Insta story while listening to this. I will happily send two of you a copy for free of her new book, as clearly that's obviously my form of advertisement to spread Your Own Magic, because I truly trust my friends when they listen to something that they find very powerful. So I'll often listen to what they share. And so it's so true, the power that you hold, the influence that you hold with those around you, whether you realize it or not. And I think that you all are indeed the most powerful form of spreading any message. So I will happily send two of you a copy for free if you tag Gabby and I on your Insta story listening to this podcast. And that's also a thank you, honestly, for making this dream a come true because of you guys sharing this podcast on your stories or just simply sending it to your friends. This has made Your Own Magic what it is today, an entity in and of itself because of you. So thank you so much for making this dream come true and allowing me to bring on brilliant visionaries, brilliant souls like Gabby Bernstein to come onto the podcast. So, I fucking love you guys. Thank you so much. As cliche as it sounds, I just truly would not be able to do this without you. And for you guys to be expanded enough to know that there is no such thing as scarcity, that helping others succeed also helps your success in whatever you intend to endeavor. I noticed that happens for me when I help others. It just kind of, you know, what goes around comes around. And you know what? I haven't done in a minute a Yomi review of the week, but you know what? I might as well go grab a few. All right. This one is from Marls XOXO. Raquel is such a beautiful day of sunshine. Probably meant to say beautiful ray. And while I have been a longtime listener, I have recently got back into regularly listening. This podcast has really helped me flow with life and learn about so many interesting spiritual topics with just insightful guests. Sending you love, Raquel. I'm sending you love too, Marls. Thank you so much. And I am thankful that you got back into it because there's going to be a lot of expansive conscious stuff to talk about that is in store for you. And then also her adventure. I first heard Raquel's sweet, soothing voice over a year ago, and I will never be the same. This Soul Awakening podcast has been my go-to tool for grounding, self-expansion, and confidence in knowing that I, too, can use my soft spirit in a way that empowers others beyond the heavens, whether I'm running on the trail, cooking, cleaning, stretching, or simply laying in bed. This podcast is my go-to. Raquel's glowing spirit and the wisdom and love that oozes from each and every guest leave my entire being empowered, giving me exactly what I need to go into the world and expand. My heart is comforted, my soul awakened, and my mind is left open with each new episode. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Thank you, Raquel, Soul Tribe, and all guests, future and past, for adding so much light to my path so I too may help light the way for others. Is there any more meaningful gift? There is not a better gift. No, but thank you to whoever wrote this. These words are so poetic, so beautiful. You may or may not be my friend Brittany. You might be because your username is Her Adventure, and her husband's YouTube channel is called Mr. and Mrs. Adventure, which they're my new friends via Pen Pal, and you need to go check out their YouTube on Living the Van Life because it is absolutely phenomenal, entertaining. They are truly glowing souls themselves. But to whoever wrote this, Brittany or another soul, I love you. Thank you so much. I love you both, Marls and Her Adventure. Both of these were just, not gonna lie, medicine for my soul. All right. There are some spots left. Off-site, not on-site. Unfortunately, on-site Sedona Retreat is sold out with Brie Melanson and I, but we do have some off-site left, so go ahead, go on youronmagic.life, click on Retreat, see if there's still some spots available by sending in your application. I will let you know, because I don't know what day you're listening to this, but yeah, there's a spot available. It's time to snag it. We only have about 4 off-site spots available, I believe. But don't let that discourage you. Would love for you to apply. Now, with all of that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Gabby Bernstein. Amazing. You were actually in my dream last night.
Oh, wait, yeah, I'm very cool.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. I was like, oh, this is a good sign. All right.
There we go.
And I want you to know right now how much of an impact you've had on this wild ride of a journey I've been on for the past 5 years. You were actually one of my first teachers about 5 years ago. So this moment means the world to me. And I thank you so much for your time, Gabby.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy we're doing this.
Oh, me too. And also, I want you to know, when I lived in Bali, I didn't even have one dime to my name. Well, I probably had like $10 in my bank account at a time. So I would walk everywhere, even on dangerous roads where I shouldn't, because I didn't want to pay a dollar for a taxi. And you were one of the souls that I would just, you know, really listen to. And you were one I really deeply connected with. And so skip ahead to now where I'm feeling abundant because I was able to truly listen to the beings like you and the souls like you that, you know, just shifted everything in my trajectory. So you're a catalyst on this wild ride of a journey. You also, your dragonfly story was really the one that planted the seed for me to communicate with my guides. In fact, I feel like a lot of your guidance, I'm so deeply connected to my guides now, and I've helped my listeners with that. So it's a beautiful snowball effect right now that's happening.
Right. Beautiful. So good.
So good. Well, yeah. Before we begin, may I say a prayer for us?
Sure.
Wonderful. Dear angels and divine guidance, may you use Gabby and I as a vessel to deliver a shared truth from our hearts and allowing this human mind, the ego of our minds, to take a back seat for a minute as we stay present and open with love and compassion for each other and bring light to any experience and lessons and messages from our lives. And I am so, you know, you can feel how thankful I am for this moment with her, as you've seen how she's helped me through my journey and understanding my soul and tapping into you. So I'm so thankful for this. And may we also have the tech gods be with us too. And also may we just help shift the lives for the better with everyone listening in one way or more. Aho.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So Gabby, you have shared your story, your many different stories, probably on 1,000 different interviews. So feel free to share for this first initial beginning story that maybe something new that you've been itching to share that perhaps comes to heart, or, you know, or something that you just haven't shared too much that comes to heart that you feel the listeners may want to hear.
There's so much I want to share about.
I know, I'm sure.
I think most recently, something that's been really interesting for me is I've been practicing some of the work of Dr. Sarno, and his work is all around the mind-body prescription is what he calls it. And it's all about how some of our physical conditions are psychosomatic and not actually physical conditions. And so this has been really cool stuff that I've been diving deeply into applying in my own life, being the guinea pig. And I plan to bring this into my work in a major, major way, particularly when I write a book about trauma. So this is something that's on the docket for me, but it's excellent. And I've been having an incredible experience studying his work. So there's a book that he's written called How to Heal Back Pain. And then there's the Mind-Body Prescription. I'm also reading The Divided Mind. I'm obsessed with this guy. And
I wrote all this down. So Dr. Sarno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of like if you're familiar, Dr. Joe Dispenza's, his take on quantum physics, or is it slightly different?
Yeah, Joe's speaking a lot of this. But it's a specific diagnosis that he gives people. Wow. And hold tight. I'm gonna do a lot of work on this. Get ready.
I love it. Okay, hold tight. Yeah. Okay, buckling up.
Yes.
So one thing though is you're launching Super Attractor, and I'm so curious, what in the world is a super attractor versus just, you know, simply an attractor?
So the thing I think that most people have to recognize is that we're all super attractors. We're just sometimes super attracting what we don't want.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so we all have the power to attract a ton into our life. And it's what we attract is what we believe. What we believe in often isn't what we focus our attention on and our thoughts on daily isn't often what we want. Mm-hmm. So this book is about getting yourself into alignment so that you can attract what you do want rather than what you don't want.
Now, but what if we feel totally out of alignment, yet we're doing all the things, we're trying to shift those positive thoughts, we're meditating, we're doing yoga, yet at the same time, we have this dark lens that we're waking up with, this dark cloud, which was definitely me this past year, except for the past few months, I've been able to tap out of it. And I don't regret it at all, because I'm now truly able to see that light that I was supposed to experience after listening to people like you for so long. It was almost like the universe was like, all right, so you know the concepts, but want to apply them?
Yeah, totally.
Those times, those dark times or those negative thoughts can also help kick us into becoming more magnetic and super attractors. Mm-hmm. But how do we recognize the difference?
Well, I think that when we recognize what we don't want, Abraham Hicks says, when you recognize what you don't want, you know what you do want.
Oh, yeah.
So the tough times have, for me, been the catalyst for resurrection in many instances. Like, really been this opportunity for me to change my energy, change my thoughts, change my belief systems. And while I have been through a lot of tough times, particularly in the last 4 years, I definitely believe and know that they have brought me closer to alignment. So it all depends on what we do with the tough times. Are we going to become the victim of our tough times, or are we going to be brave enough to go deep and heal. And that's something that I really want to reiterate over and over again.
And I think that's something that people should reiterate in their minds over and over again. Am I a victim in this? And why am I assuming I'm a victim in this? And how do we shift out of that victim mentality? Because that changes the game.
Totally. That's exactly right. Yeah.
But how do you shift out of that victim mentality?
It's a choice I have to make because, lady, man, I have been hit with some hard shit in the past 4 years. And I, you know, had to keep showing up, and I continued to write books, and I continued to give talks, and I continued to show up for the pregnancy and birthing and postpartum. And so, and my family and my husband and my son and all the things that I'm responsible for in this lifetime. So I have had to show up, and therefore I've had to go deep. And that doesn't come without a tremendous amount of spiritual growth and personal development work. That includes multiple therapists and a devoted EFT and meditation practice and eating certain foods and just being committed and on a devoted spiritual path. And that's the way that I have been able to survive and thrive. So that's the answer.
Well, you clearly are so good at just, you know, taking care of yourself, even when it feels a little off and being so okay. Like, even though you are, people probably have created many stories of you since you are a spiritual teacher, you know, they've created all these different narratives of the type of person you are. So there was probably, I'm curious if there was a period of time where when you were in this light, you felt like you had to show up as this one person. And then you wanted to also yet express your truth. That takes a lot of courage to be like, yo, I'm going to also get help. I'm going to also seek help in my own way. And I'm going to continue this because I'm human. You don't need to put me on this pedestal.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never wanted anyone to put me on a pedestal. And in fact, it's something I teach in all the work that I share in the world is don't make an idol of someone. And in addition, I've just spent my entire career telling the truth. So. Yeah. Never have I felt like a fraud. Never have I felt like I was not showing up in an authentic way because I've over and over again continued to tell the truth.
I think that's why I really resonate with you. And I just love the person you are, the soul you are.
Yeah. It feels good to tell the truth. And it's, for me, the only way to teach. I just wouldn't be able to walk out the door and show face in the world if I wasn't being authentic.
Yeah. Authenticity is also key to becoming a magnet to attracting all the things we desire. In the book, when you talk about attraction, you know, a lot of people, their mind instantly goes to, oh, manifest money or something like that. But I'm sure it's beyond that. You've expanded from that too. It might be that as well. Do you mind giving us a little bit of a glimpse of what you're talking about when it comes to attracting and being a super attractor?
You know, this book is about feeling good, and it's about when you feel good, you attract the things you want into your life. But the biggest manifestation that the book focuses on is how to feel good.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Really making feeling good a priority, even when you're going through tough times. And that's something that I can really speak to is that, you know, I've been going through these tough times, but I've been having a good experience because even in the midst of the discomfort, I can say this is bringing me closer to true healing. Mm-hmm. And I can celebrate that along the way. So I think that there's an opportunity for all of us to go through life with the attitude of I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to move through this with grace, or the attitude of I'm the victim of the world I see. And that's going to be a choice we make.
Yeah. What is something, if you feel like sharing, perhaps that you went through the past 4 years that, you know, might've been a little bit of a dark cloud, but you found some light in it.
I can say that I have found a lot of healing and shift and purpose in what I've been through. And so most recently I've suffered from postpartum anxiety and depression and insomnia. And there's been great purpose in that. And it brought me to my knees again, and it cracked me open, and it was by far the scariest experience of my entire life. But what's beautiful about it is that I have a really authentic place now where I can speak to what mental illness is and biochemical issues. And that's something that I never understood. And I probably blew off, and I probably wasn't speaking well. I wasn't in an educated way speaking about it. And a lot of spiritual teachers out there are not speaking about it correctly and blowing it off, frankly. And mental illness is, you know that you have a mental illness condition when your meditation no longer works. And when you're, you know, when you're not able to sleep at night, or you're having panic attacks, or you're having, you know, harmful thoughts towards yourself, right? So this is no joke. Women die from it. And I am going to be a voice for this so that I can be of service in the biggest way possible. And I know ultimately I will save lives as a result of talking about my postpartum.
Whoa. Okay. So major chills. When you realize your meditation's not working anymore and that there's something wrong. And I know that the past year I had been recognizing that, okay, my biochemical, like my mind can be wired in a certain way that can kind of put me in a, what we would label as like a depressive state. And so I didn't feel like posting much. I posted on my podcast. This was my glimmer of light. So I'm starting to just be open about my experience, yet I'm not at all educated about really what mental illness and mental health is and how that can affect, you know, your happiness. And so the fact that you're writing about this, just thank you. Thank you so much for us to become these attractors of things that light us up. So we are in that dark place that nothing feels like it's lighting us up. We can't find that light at all. What are some suggestions you might have in store for us to, you know, maybe dip our toe into?
I think you have to assess where you're at. You know, is this just a situational thing, or is this a biochemical issue? And sometimes you can't assess it for yourself. You can ask, you know, you can get a therapist or a psychiatrist to support you in the diagnosis of where you're at. But most people, I would say, you know, a lot of people are really just suffering from situational depression or trauma fear from childhood, unresolved rage and anger. And these are things that, you know, don't require psychiatric help, but they require therapy. They require a commitment to go deep. And they require a devoted sadhana, a devoted spiritual practice. And so in my sadhana, I practice EFT. I practice transcendental meditation. And then part of my sadhana is also just physical activity and movement. And so just devoting time daily, whatever time you can find, waking up earlier, doing, you know, creating the space to be putting your well-being and your energy first. And, you know, I have a lot of tools and I could sit here and give you a quick fix and just say, try this and do that. And I can do that. And I do believe in that. And I believe that that works. And I've written books about the, you know, the fast shift that we have to achieve when we're needing to get out of that funk. But I think when we're really dark and really deep, there's work to do. And that's, you know, people don't want to do the work. I wrote a book called Judgment Detox, and it's the best, most important book I've ever written. And it's by far not the most popular because it's a lot of work.
Or they see the word judgment and they are judging themselves, you know, subconsciously, but they might think that that's not their problem when of course it's the fear of the work. Yeah, I agree. That was a powerful book.
Just the most important book, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I love
all of the babies.
I love The Universe Has Your Back. No, I'm proud of the books and I'm thrilled about my new book that's coming out. And I'm, you know, pumped about all of it.
Well, I'm glad that you're also just so listening and so guided, but okay. Perhaps for the listeners that, you know, haven't really heard much about your journey for the past 4 years, when it comes to you recognizing these mental issues that you were experiencing, and what was the catalyst that made you realize this was an experience for you?
I think it all started in 2016 when I remembered a childhood trauma that rocked me and sent me into uncovering dissociated memories. And I think that for the past 4 years, I've been on a devoted path to heal that trauma. And I don't think that that was unrelated to the postpartum anxiety. Well, although it did become a biochemical issue because it was no longer something I could control.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When were you pregnant?
I delivered my son December 18th.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. And then
December 19th, 2018. I always get confused because
19. Oh my gosh. He's a Sag. My dad was my dad's December 20th, but 1944.
My husband's a Sag. I got a lot of Sag men in my world. Yeah.
Oh, what are you? What's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio.
Oh, that's right. I knew that actually. Yes. Mm-hmm. So intense. But before we trail off too much, so when you did have your son, I think you said you were experiencing some postpartum depression, correct?
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing us a bit about that journey and perhaps the light you might have found at that time or what you discovered with yourself or finding compassion for this experience? Because it is a beautiful experience and we don't have to label, you know, certain things like as bad thing because it's, you know, a human.
No, experience. the great things came of it, but it was pretty dark at the time.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to belittle. I don't want to in any way minimize what it is because it is no joke.
I didn't mean to.
I don't think you did. And truthfully, like if you haven't gone through it, you would never be able to fully understand what, and I hope no one ever has to know what that kind of sadness is, but it's sad. And ultimately what I got from that was that there was a cracking open for me in a way. I was cracked open in a way I've never been cracked open before. I'm so vulnerable. Damn. And I had to, you know, I believe it was my faith and my spiritual foundation that helped me live through that, frankly. If I didn't have the foundation and the resources and this and the stability in place that I had, I might not have lived through that. So, you know, that's real. And I got to tell people, I got to talk about it because I need to support as many people as possible in what this is and let them know that they're not alone. And with a mental health issue comes a lot of shame. And so I felt very tremendous shame when I was trying to reach out when I was first diagnosed. And as soon as I felt that shame, I said, I got to get on the internet and talk about this because I knew that, that living in that shame was going to only take me down. So I made it a commitment to speak up quickly.
I'm so thankful that you took this experience and made it a message, but I'm also just so thankful that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so thankful. How important was the role of just simply surrendering?
I mean, it's the whole role. Like I couldn't have like made it through without that just true surrender and trust. And
yeah.
You know, it's not easy to surrender when you want to control, like for me, I want to control the outcome and I wanted to control my recovery. And I was just so obsessed with trying to get better. And what I had to really accept was that this is going to be a process and that each day I had an opportunity to get closer to feeling good, but it was going to be a bit of a process.
And you just took it day by day.
Only one day at a time kind of thing.
One day at a time kind of thing. Did you reach out to your guidance team?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, I know that my guides were there every step of the way. Yeah. And even when I couldn't hear that connection because I was so far removed, I prayed every single moment. Yeah. And I know that that is what led me to the right doctors and the right guides to help heal me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And do you feel like you're still experiencing it to this day? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I am way, way better, but I am not totally in a stable, totally stable in the sense of like, right. You know, I have to be very cautious with my sleep hygiene. I have to be cautious with my caffeine intake. And, you know, I just have to really watch myself and I cannot in any way miss any of my spiritual foundational work. I have to really be on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for also saying that you are very cautiously aware of your caffeine intake. And I'm sure also what you feed your body with and also, you know, making sure that you do put your spiritual practices, this whatever lights you up first, just to keep you grounded. Mm-hmm. That's so important. I have a feeling you're very in tune with your body and what nourishes it best. So it thrives in that day because it's so important to have that mind and body connection. All right, Yomis. So a quick interruption to talk about a sponsor who has been here since day one, so some of you may be very familiar, but I encourage you to continue to listen to this short little ad, as you may or may not know the power of Hum Nutrition and everything that they provide. I've been receiving lots of messages of how Hum has helped them in some way. A lot of people, it seems like myself, love their gut instinct. It's like, it is a powerful probiotic. It actually has 10 strain probiotics, 25 billion organisms, and each bottle has 30 vegan capsules for you. So you get your 30-day supply, and it really has helped my gut fight a lot of different issues, especially somebody that does eat a lot of fiber. I realized that that did have an impact on my gut in some way, so it's nice to have the proper digestive enzymes and probiotics in there to allow myself to run a little more smoothly, if you know what I'm saying. And then also for those of us who are turning 30 soon or over 30, you know, age just kind of becomes a thing. It's part of this human experience. Well, I also recommend their Turning Back Time, as it's just a natural way to provide ourselves with the age-defying skin cell protection supplements that they provide, such as turmeric and phytopolyphenols for antioxidants and polypodium, Leucotomos as a UV guard. I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm going with it. So, 20% off for the Soul Tribe. Still an offer for ya when you go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC. And there's still just so much more. I highly recommend that you get a free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the perfect supplement for you. They find the highest quality ingredients to help a variety of common health issues, such as tummy problems, or helping our skin glow, our nails grow, for energy, speeding up that metabolism, or maybe those who want a natural sleep formula. I mean, Hum, they've got you covered with their gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them are vegan. So there you go. Go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off your order. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Side note, a lot of times they also have like 25% off when you get 3 bottles. So you can type in the promo code on top of that 25% off. And so that's, yeah, a lot, right? Right? And just so you know, because I was curious for you on your behalf, I grabbed 3 different items just to test this out. So Daily Cleanse, Killer Nails, and Gut Instinct. And the subtotal was $60. My savings saved $24 with my discount. And so the total with those 3 was $36 for 3 different powerful supplements. Okay, anyways, back to the show. Besides, you know, your spiritual practices, what are things that do put a smile on your face at this time?
The number one thing that lights me up is an 8-month-old boy named Oliver, my son.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's no joke. He's like unreal. I love this child. He's just brought so much light to my life.
Oh, beautiful. I'm scrolling through. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a picture of him.
I don't post my son on the internet.
That's what I thought. No. So what's the reasoning for this, which I totally
understand. Oh, I mean, I don't want to come across as offensive to anyone, but I think it's disrespectful to post your children on the internet. I just think, especially if you have like a public platform or something, like. I just think that, no, not in your private platform with your friends and whatever, yeah. But it's dangerous. And if they didn't ask for it, and they're going to grow up and say later, like, you know, what the hell happened here? And, I want him to make his own choices about how he's seen.
I totally honor that. Yes. That makes so much sense too, because yeah, he didn't choose be in this.
Mm-mm, no way.
No way. No way. So Oliver lights you up. And then what about when Oliver's not around? What are some things that, you know, just light you up a bit?
I really like to exercise. So yeah. I mean, exercise just brings me a lot of joy and a lot of relief. I have probably the best group of girlfriends on the planet. I am just so lucky.
Really?
I can't even begin to tell you. So my girlfriends are definitely part of what lights me up most. And my husband, of course. I have an extremely, extremely smart and fun and artistic husband who is also a genius. And
Ooh, yes. The
fact that we can work together too. I mean, he runs my business. So it's really just a wonderful relationship.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm,
that's amazing. And does he
Run my business? He runs our business, forgive me.
Our business. Yes. Yeah. There you go. He's like, mm-hmm.
No. I respect. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be able to grow the way I've been growing in the last 5 years since he's been working with me if he hadn't been there. So really exceptional.
Powerhouse. I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we align with our soul's purpose versus like noticing our ego's desires? And our soul's purpose is always evolving. Like, your messages are always evolving, but how do we know that this is a soul's purpose versus an ego's desire?
Well, I think that we know it's our soul's purpose when we would do it, even if we had no recognition for it, no financial reward for it, no acknowledgement. And it was just something that we felt we had to do. And so if somebody were to say to me like, okay, if this wasn't your career and you had to, you know, find a profession that you earned money somewhere else and, you know, you didn't have any resources, would you still do this work? And I was like, fuck yeah. Uh-huh. Like, yes. I mean, I would, even if there was if no one paid me for it, if nobody gave me any recognition, if no one, you know, there was no feedback at all, I would do this work for free.
Yeah.
I would do this, and I continue, and I have many ways that I do it for free because I just, it's my passion and it's my purpose. And so I think that's one way to know that your ego is not involved, is if, you know, you would just do it no matter what.
I mean, this is an example. You're here. I'm not paying you.
I just want to put it out into the world. And I think that the things that we do by choice are the things that are the work that God's bringing through us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. How can we also see what God is bringing through to us, especially when we might be in perhaps one of those darker states? It's hard to see all the beautiful miracles that are unfolding before us. But how can we like open our senses and become in the receptive mode to really witnessing the beauty and the vibrancy that's around us when we're in those spaces?
In my book, The Universe Has Your Back, I wrote a chapter called Universal Assignments, and really reiterated over and over again that there are a tremendous amount of opportunities in the darkest moments of our life. And when we are brave enough to face those dark times with everything and go in head first and just get through it, that's when we can come out the other side and say, okay, I understand why this happened to me now.
Yes, exactly. And it's so key in order for us to embrace this present moment and all these different miracles that come, but also have more compassion for our past experiences that we were holding on to subconsciously, which I know is actually a big part of your book too, is talking about releasing the past in order to step into a brighter future, no longer hold on to the fear of the future, as you talk about. Do you mind talking about that a bit? Like, how can we safely release our past in order to no longer fear our future?
So I think that we have to be willing to face dark moments in order to heal them into completion.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that we can't have quantum shifts and have a moment where we're just like, oh, I'm done with that. You know, like that happened for me in some areas of my life. But when it came to trauma and when it came to the deep rooted dissociated experiences and the memories that were the unconscious has a battle with the conscious mind. And the battle is such that the unconscious mind, this is what Sarno talks about, has this impermissible fear and rage and anger and sadness that it will not let out. And that's where the heavy lifting occurs. That's where the willingness to do therapeutic work and the will and trusting that the therapy is part of your spiritual practice, because your guides and God and angels, they all will work through this therapy, these therapists. So, you know, don't say, oh, I've just got a spiritual practice, I don't need therapy. Recognize that therapy is part of your spiritual practice, or a social worker or a life coach or whatever it is that you are guided to. But going into the wound, and in my book Judgment Detox, I talk about the second step is about facing your wounds, mm-hmm. and so honoring your wounds, mm-hmm. and that step is healing those darker places so that we can be free of judgment and ultimately free of the traumas and free of the stories and free of the belief systems.
Oh yes, I think it was Rumi, right, that said,
the wound is the place where the light enters you.
Ah, I knew you would know it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that hits home. Okay. So my father, you know, like I told you, he was born December 20th, 1944. He's a Sagittarius and he's also pretty set in his ways when it comes to, well, he doesn't believe in therapy and he doesn't really have a spiritual practice. But of course, I've had to let me wanting to help him and like open him up to this go, let him just be, let him just live. But how do we help people recognize like it's okay to get help, it's okay to get therapy? Or do you think that they just kind of must seek that on their own, find it on their own?
Oh yeah, I mean, you can be a guide only to the extent that someone wants guidance.
Yes.
So you know, you can't coach your dad, you can't coach your husband, you can't, you know.
Yeah,
you can guide people, like for instance, like, you know, I'm so like jazzed about the Sarno stuff and I wanted my husband,
yeah,
like, did you read the book, and he's like, no. And so I'm just like, you know, he doesn't want it's not his path. And so I want him to do it and I want him to have the freedom from it, but I can, you know, all I can do is just talk about it about how what it means to me. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. I had an episode recently with this guy named Charlie Rocket, and we were in Ubud and we were both kind of experiencing the same thing where we had lost some weight. Of course, it had to do with being cautious of our health, but it also had to do with finding more love for ourselves. To be honest, that's actually more so. Like, I started to just embrace who I am, how I am, fall more in love with myself. There's still, of course, always work to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because I had been doing a lot of the work, especially during year 28 of my life, 2018 to, you know, like I said, just a few months ago, pretty much, when I started to feel more light and do and let go, release a lot of those past traumas, the past, it's like this weight that I was holding on to just kind of started releasing, perhaps just like the psychosis of that energy, that stagnant energy staying within. And then finally, like when it releases, you feel like somewhat lighter. And it's not about the weight. It's not about like body shape or whatever. It's just about that energetic lightness when I felt so heavy. Do you think that that's a huge part of the experience?
Oh yeah. I mean, your body holds what you've been afraid to let go of.
Mm.
So when we go to those places that scare us and have, sometimes it seems like a little bit of an exorcism. You know, I've been doing EMDR therapy and it is like an exorcism.
Wow.
I'm not even exaggerating. It's like things just like come out.
EMDR.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm yeah. And when we do that, we feel new,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. But what are some of the vehicles that can help us undo these belief systems?
Well, in my book, Super Attractor, I have countless methods for undoing those belief systems and transforming those fears. And one of them in particular is a method that I put in the book called the Choose Again method. And it's about recognizing the thought and how it makes you feel. And then the second step is to forgive yourself for having that thought and forgive the thought altogether.
Oof, that's so hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then the third step is to choose again, to choose the next best feeling thought. And then that's a practice that I recommend the reader do all day, every day, all throughout the day.
Yeah. Choose the best thought. What if it feels very forced though? Like what if it feels like you're almost resisting?
Yeah, you can't reach for something that feels forced. You have to, you know, go for what is relevant to you in this moment.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So another thing that you highlight is do less and attract more. And that, mm-hmm. of course, lights up a lot of eyeballs and ears and souls. So I'm curious what that means, do less and attract more.
Well, I think one of the biggest blocks to being a positive super attractor is that we try to prove ourselves. We try to control outcomes. We try to force things into being. So the secret here ultimately is to have more fun, be more relaxed, stop pushing, controlling, and trying to make things happen, and do less to attract more.
Ugh, yes. So it's not even just about work, for example.
Oh, it's dating, it's health, it's work, it's, you know. And now meanwhile, if you've been somebody who's just like not showing up for your well-being or not showing up for your work, like you have to know.
Right, that's different.
You know, you can't just, this isn't thing. Okay, you could all be just lazy, you know.
All right, I'll just watch Netflix and I'll attract more. Mm-hmm. Not quite. And then I've heard you talk about how important it is to have fun on this journey. So what role has having fun played in your attracting?
Well, all of it, right? The more joy I have, the more connected I feel to the guidance that's available to me. The more I attract into my life, the happier my family is, the happier my team are. Just everything around me flows when I'm in joy. So yeah, that's a big part of the book.
Well, okay, that's great. That's a big part of the book. That's also a huge thing that I've just been flowing with. Of course, I have the things that I must do in order to continue to expand in my career. Yet at the same time, I'm really putting fun first. And I think that that has quantumly, in a sense, helped a lot more beautiful things that I didn't even know I would end up aligning with align. It's so crazy how that happens when you are in that feeling of just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun is the answer.
All right, Yomis. So I know many of you are extremely intuitive. In fact, I'm pretty sure all of you are, whether you know it or not. And a lot of you, in fact, every one of you, have quite strong psychic senses as well that perhaps you have not yet tapped into, or perhaps you'd like to strengthen. And if I could have taken each and every one of you to at least just come a witness the transformation that I got to witness in person during this Bali retreat to see how Brie was able to really transform all of us, including myself, to fully strengthen and tap more deeply into our clairsenses, then I would be happy for you because it was powerful AF.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. My biggest passion and joy comes from empowering others. And one of my biggest messages is that, you know, we are all intuitive. It is an innate skill that's within us. We're generally just not taught what to do with it or how to use these skills. And they just lie dormant, more or less. So I created this program, which is Psychic Bootcamp. It's a 10-week online program. But it's super hands-on, and you get to practice with other students in the class, and so many people make friends. It's a really beautiful community, and it's really the only way that I'm working with people right now. So I do a monthly group coaching, so it's fully supported, and we just basically go from zero to psychic hero. But yeah, just, you know, if you're an empath, you are an empath because you're a human. We work around boundaries and maintaining really healthy boundaries so you never experience anything that you don't want to, and you like work out those fears about the other side, which a lot of us have experienced. We do angel readings and spirit guides and soul readings and animal communication.
Oh my gosh, she has so many life-shifting tools in her courses. Her soul sculpting, psychic boot camp, and the belief reprogram. What is it called? Belief reprogramming?
Yeah, I don't even know what I called it, but there's a, it's a mini course of soul sculpt. And yeah. So it's at like a cheaper price. And it's basically the first couple modules of soul sculpt. So you learn the formulas that we kind of discussed, and there's a bunch of meditations and ways to begin to clear those out on an energetic, conscious level. And then soul sculpt is like longer 10-week, goes deeper into all this work. Psychic boot camp, as it sounds, you already know. But I want to gift your listeners 10% off. Yeah. For all of the things.
I'm going to put her link in the show notes. It's BrieMelanson.com. And the code is magic.
Because duh.
Again, we talk a lot about how your guides were helping you in this process, even if you couldn't hear them. But at the same time, your faith and just you just knew they were around and you knew God was holding you. But it's so hard when you are in that dark space, you know? How can in that dark space you do your, I don't want to say do your best, but, you know, really trust that your guidance team is there supporting you and that you're not alone because we want you here.
I think that when we're in our darkest moments, sometimes can be the moments when we hear the most also. So I don't think that we have to see it as just also as just a block.
For sure.
Sometimes when we really hit a bottom is when we can hear that inner voice say, this is the next step. So, and also when we're in those dark moments, we are often more surrendered because we just feel sometimes more desperate. So I would see it as an opportunity for an opening for you and to really just call on the guidance as much as possible.
A lot of times people wait until their supposed rock bottom to finally just surrender and allow it to happen. Even if we're feeling great, how can we just surrender to this process and not try to control everything in our future and just allow it to just be?
I think that there's actually a whole chapter in Super Attractor about surrender and the spiritual steps to surrender. So that's something I want people to have to wait for. But I also recognize that surrender sounds sort of like this catchphrase and it's like, oh yeah, great, surrender, you know, let it go, whatever. But it has to be a priority in our life in order to feel the flow that is available to us. So for me, I surrender and stop controlling by focusing on what's thriving rather than what's not working.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to pay attention to the guidance that's around me. I will tune in more through prayer and meditation more frequently if I feel like I'm not surrendering. I will stop talking so much about issues and be a little bit more, like, practice more silence.
Ooh, that right there, so powerful. Because I too can be quite a talker. But then sometimes, honestly, just being present in that moment, for example, somebody comes to you, you feel like you want to give all the advice or you want to vent away about something, but simply just being silent and just being present can be healing in and of itself.
Yeah, totally.
And just a couple more questions. Are you available for a quick round of rapid fire?
Yeah, girl, let's go.
Yes. Okay, amazing. Well, before that, I really want to know how people can show up for their life in order to bring more light into the world just for themselves. Because I know you have a baby. You've got little Oliver. Yet at the same time, you got to show up for Gabby in order to really show up for Oliver.
Hell yeah. So I think that we have to put our self-care and our spiritual practice first, because without that, we can't show up for our lives, our children, our work, whatever it is that we need to do in this world. So however you, and everybody can put their spiritual practice first, even if they have, you know, a crazy commute, you know, meditate on the train. If they're, you know, up early with kids, get up or before them. Just find the windows and create the space, because with that will come a lot of relief and that joy that you look for and you long for.
Ugh, you have a way with words and stringing together perfect sentences that are simple but just resonate. It's just simple truths.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now are you ready for a rapid fire? Or is there anything else you want to say that comes to
mind? I want a rapid fire.
Hell yeah. Let's go. So are you an early bird or a night owl, which you already expressed?
Now I'm up real early, honey.
Like real early. Yeah. What's real early?
Well, my son wakes up between 6:30 and 7, sometimes earlier. So it depends on what's going on with him. But if I know I can't meditate when he's at around 8 o'clock. I'll usually get up earlier to do it. So that would be like 5 a.m.
So,
and then.
Nope. And then.
I go to bed at like 9. I'm like a grandma.
Yeah, you are a grandma. Me too, actually. It's fine. I like the grandma life. Mm-hmm. Morning routine before your
kid gets up. Well, typically I wake up. I wake him up at 6:30 or 7, or hell, he's already awake usually. Mm-hmm. And then I get him ready for his bottle, and then my husband gives him a bottle. While my husband's giving him the bottle, I go up and I do a tapping meditation followed by transcendental meditation. And then on a good day, if I don't have meetings in the morning, I'll just go work out. And then I start my big work day and get things going and flowing. Mm-hmm.
Get things done. Yeah. You are so good at working. This is something that I need to also work on. Though I'm very thankful for everything that I've been able to expand in with this podcast, with your own magic. I also have yet to have that hustle and grind mentality.
I wrote a chapter for you in my book.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's called There's More Than Enough to Go Around. So that's your chapter, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
All right. There's more than enough to go around. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. So we know your sun sign. Now, you know your moon, your rising.
I think I'm Aries moon, Sag rising.
Ooh, a Sag rising. And you're surrounded by Sages. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have a mantra at the moment?
My mantra at the moment is everything is happening around me. I'm truly taken care of.
Oh, I love that. Favorite breakfast?
Oatmeal with raisins and walnuts.
Yes. Do you have a spirit animal?
Owls.
Oh, that's crazy. You just said that because, I mean, they're one of mine. And today there was a plastic owl that really stood out to me. And you just said that. So you're a dragonfly. Mm-hmm. You introduced me to this stuff, just so you know. Your son's spirit animal.
An elephant.
My favorite. Where is your favorite place on Mama Earth?
My home.
Oh, New York. Where do you find little nature escapes if you feel that you need it?
I live most of the time in the country.
Oh, perfect.
And then about 25% of the time in the city. And the home I was referring to is my country home.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Mm-hmm. Will you define love?
Love is who we are. Love is our authentic truth. Love is an energy, an ever-present energy that is within us and around us.
Define God.
God, again, is the same as love. God is that ever-present energy of love that is within us and around us.
So the universe gave you billboards at absolutely no cost. They're free, a gift for you to share just one message across the main highways and major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
You are good enough.
Oh, yes. Always. And this is the last question that I ask all the EuroMagic guests. How would you advise the EuroMagic listeners to create their own magic?
To spend devoted time visioning what they desire, envisioning what brings them joy, and feeling into the feelings of that vision.
Oh, right there. You are fire with these. Probably one of the first guests that actually did the random rapid fire rapidly, but it was magic right there. Mm-hmm. You have so much fire within you too that I can feel, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly honor the soul you are and all the different messages you are delivering, and that you are sharing the truth of your life experiences that most people feel shame to hide. You share, and you are healing so much, so many people, including myself, in more ways than you even fathom, just simply by being you. So thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Where can everyone find you and connect with you?
You can find me at GabbyBernstein.com, and you can grab the book at GabbyBernstein.com/superattractor book.
Amazing. I hope everyone, I know most everybody's probably like reaching for that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, Gabby. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, friend. Thank you.
Much love.
Much love.
Dear Yomies, thank you so much, so, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL. but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled Raquelle Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. And make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you, because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic secret Facebook group. That will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site, which is $44.44 USD. This is for life, for you to receive many meditations. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning, and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.